Hello, Skrull Nation. I'm Kate Harrington. I'm here with the Equable for Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. Today, we're talking about the Oscars, talking about movies. I have Robert, our GA, here with us.
Robert, hey, Skrull Nation.
How are you doing? You're doing good. And we have Jake, the head writing tutor, the break room debonair.
Hello.
All right. So this half of the show, we're going to talk about the break room, which is, what is it, Jake?
The break room is the Equables. It's a series. So it's our TV show, if you will.
Oh, okay.
But basically the way it works is we kind of, in the episode, it focuses on different tutoring situations. So usually there's like a problem, and then so we address that problem and then go through ways to fix that, like using research and stuff. And then in the end, everything works out well, and we've all learned about...
spoiler alert,
yeah.
It ends well.
Yeah. So it's a fun show that I think it's really cool that we have the opportunity to do something like that as a part of our job.
Yeah, so, definitely. Mm-hmm. And do you guys hire actors, or is it people who work at the writing center?
No, it's people that work at the writing center.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So in the past, I mean, we've had really good performances, I think.
Yeah.
You know, for people that don't, like, you know...
Act. Yeah.
it's cool to... Like, last year when I was part of filming the first one, it was really cool to see people perform like that. So.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. Where can we watch the break room episodes?
We have a YouTube channel. I think it's just Equable or the Equable films, probably. But yeah, so if you just search on YouTube, Equable Break Room, all of our stuff will come up.
Nice. So. You guys have like a good number of them, don't you?
Yeah, there's been... Well, what season... I should know what season we're on, but there's been quite a few, and it's pretty well known in, like, I guess, writing center communities.
Yeah.
Like the first episode has like 4,000 views or something.
Dang.
On YouTube, which is
pretty impressive. Cool. Yeah. That's cool. So. So can you like walk us through like a, where do you start with the break room episode? Where do you end up with it? What's the process like?
Yeah, well, right now, I mean, I think it's worked the same way. But we just, so like right now we're discussing like starting the script. So first we have to identify like what it's going to be about, the episode. So like a specific tutoring situation. And then... we'll like start to write the script basically. Mm-hmm. And that's like two or three people. And then we have to get like some research to figure out how we're going to solve the problem. So then once the script is finalized and everything, we'll take like a weekend to shoot it. And then however long editing takes.
So like, what is your role? Like, do you just help wherever you can? Do you have like a specific thing that you're good at?
Yeah. I mean, last year I helped with sound because that's kind of my specialty.
Okay.
I don't really have experience with like filming, like with cameras and everything. I want to help write it this year. I didn't get to do that last year because I wasn't like in the meeting. My schedule didn't line up. I want to be a part of that. But yeah, it was mainly sound. And then also, I mean, so the Equable Films team, like we're doing break room, but we're also, we have another like small project, which is just like a video, about how online students of DePaul can still use the Writing Center.
Oh, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're doing a couple of different things. But yeah, so I guess I'm kind of all over the place.
You are all over the place. Very cool. I'm wondering, like, so sorry. I'm all over the place. It's fine. Do you make like one break room episode like a year kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, does it take? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So Our goal is to premiere it at the Penny Awards.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's one a year. Cause realistically, you know, like we're working on this, but we also have to tutor and we have our other jobs at the Aqua Bowl. So,
this isn't your only job. Yeah. Is making the break room episode.
Cool. I mean, it's really good. And, it is a good opportunity for us to collaborate, you know, collectively making these scripts and addressing these situations of tutoring that a lot of us go through.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And
Jake, since we're talking about like awards and stuff,
I was just going to ask,
what are the Penny Awards?
The Penny Awards are kind of our end of the year. I mean, it is an award show. Last year, I think Matthew kind of framed it like it was our version of the Academy Awards.
Ooh.
Basically, there are different categories for like, you know, best receptionist or most helpful, like writing project and things like that, or like Rookie of the Year was one.
Oh yeah,
that was an award. So it's kind of our end of the year celebration, and we get to reflect on all the things, you know, that we did this year and what we accomplished. So it's a lot of fun.
But most importantly, you premiere Break Room episodes.
Yes.
That's the highlight of the Pennies.
Yes, that does happen. It was really funny last year. It was fun to see it finally done. So
yeah, I was gonna say, since I just started this year, I had my training course last quarter where we watched just a whole bunch of Break Room episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are really fun, and what a cool like different medium to talk about writing through. You know, it's not just filling out logs or talking about them in appointments. Like it's a little movie you get to watch, a little short film.
Yeah.
Very cool. I know you touched on this a little bit, but what is your kind of like your team goal? Like what kind of ways do you collaborate to make the best episode you can?
Yeah. I mean,
it seems like it's a lot of scheduling conflicts and trying to get people together.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. We try to, you know, work that out as best we can with our schedules. But when we do get the chance to work together, it's just a lot of, I mean, when you're writing a script with someone else or several other people, you have to be open to their ideas and receptive and everything. So, it is a good experience, like, to work with other people and, you know, share your creative ideas and stuff.
So a little different from, like, face-to-face appointments where it's one person's project. In this case, it's everybody's project.
Yeah.
You kind of got to work together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so do you guys want to talk about your Oscar predictions?
Sure.
Sure. Jake and I we mentioned before that we are uninformed. We'll have uninformed predictions, but predictions nonetheless. I want to hear about Roberts, though, because he's just got the lowdown.
I'm very curious.
Yeah, so let's go through the categories. Best picture, what do you think?
Best picture, this one's kind of difficult because there's Spotlight, which if anyone hasn't seen Spotlight,
we haven't.
I have not seen Spotlight.
It's about the Boston Globe's investigation into Catholic priest abuse. And that one's pretty powerful. So that one's one of the lead ones. There's The Big Short with Steve Carell.
What is that about?
That's about the financial crisis.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a black comedy. Most likely Spotlight will win, I think. But the movie that I think that should win is Mad Max.
Okay. I thought it was so funny that The Martian at the Golden Globes won Best Comedy.
Did it? Oh, that's right. Yeah,
right?
You said that.
What?
That's so, yeah.
Which I saw the movie after I heard that. And so I was like looking at it like, I could see this being a comedy. He says some funny one-liners every couple minutes. But I thought that was interesting that a space movie got nominated and won a best comedy.
Yeah.
Nothing says comedy like a guy stranded on a planet.
What also, like, what was it up against, too? Because, I mean...
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe they were
I can see. Yeah, it's just he's alone on Mars, you know.
I like that he calls himself a space pirate. That's probably the funniest part of the movie. Yeah, let's see. What is up for... Do you know what's up for comedies this year at the Oscars?
There is no separate comedy.
What is it?
It's only the Golden Globes that does a separate comedy category from the dramatic category.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they... Is that new?
Nope. It's always been that way.
So last year or a couple years ago when Wolf of Wall Street won Best Comedy, that was the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. My bad. I should read up more on my Oscar history.
DiCaprio also won Best Comedic Actor.
Right. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We would have known about that.
That's kind of a question. Is Leo, is he going to win an Oscar this year?
Listen, I'm a huge Leonardo DiCaprio fan. Titanic, I don't know how he didn't win anything for Titanic. I don't know how he didn't win anything for Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he hasn't won anything at all. What do you think, Robert?
Well, I mean, the year he was nominated for Wolf of Wall Street, McConaughey won for Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah.
Oh, this is true. That was good. But Matthew McConaughey just kind of like skews me out a little bit, you know?
Why?
I don't know. Do you get that vibe?
I mean, yeah, he's, I don't know.
Just a little.
I don't know what my opinion
little off.
Is.
Yeah, I think DiCaprio is going to take it. I really don't think there's anyone who's remote. I mean, like, if there's an upset, it'll be Fassbender.
Yeah.
For Steve Jobs. But Oscars and Fassbender have a pretty contentious history.
Do they?
Yeah.
Tell me Fassbender. More about that.
Fassbender has said some things about the Oscars.
Interesting. The drama.
Even before this, he's always said, like, the Oscars are just, like, kind of a sham. Mm. They don't actually judge, like, artistic performance. And, yeah.
Interesting. Whereas Leo is known for not getting an Oscar. The poor guy. Yeah. All right. What about actresses? You haven't seen Joy yet, right?
No, I haven't. Best Actress is my lightest category.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard a lot of really good things about Jennifer Lawrence's performance in Joy, so I'm interested to see. You saw Brooklyn?
I saw Brooklyn, and I just saw, what is it? What's the other Best Actress?
Carol? Room? 45 Room. Years?
Yeah, Room? I saw Room about a week ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And Brie Lawson probably is the Best Actress winner.
You think so?
Yeah. If anyone has seen the movie poster, it is completely misleading.
Isn't she like holding a baby?
Yeah, it's like this like scene where they're her and her child and they're kind of like laughing, they're having a good time.
Yeah.
That movie is not a good time.
Oh, man. To avoid that. All right, what about actor in a supporting role? We got Christian Bale in The Big Short, Tom Hardy for The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight, Mark Rylance in Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone in Creed.
You guys have seen...
I haven't seen any of these, honestly.
Really? I thought one of you guys had seen Creed.
No. I wish.
I honestly was a digital cinema major my freshman year, and I'm sure all my professors are cringing.
Yeah.
I would... Every year, the Best Supporting Actor nom is, like, the craziest one. Because there's always this, like, weird mix of, like... Because Best Supporting Actors, they can be young, up-and-coming actors.
Mm-hmm.
They can be already established actors. And sometimes, like, this year, you have a couple of actors who are, like, kind of long in the tooth.
Yeah.
And they haven't been nominated forever, and it's kind of, like, a really good, feel-good comeback story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this year isn't any different. Like, probably anyone in that category could win it.
Yeah, for that reason, right?
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm a big Christian Bale fan. I love all those Dark Knight movies.
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Robert
just laughs at all of my opinions.
I like Christian Bale a lot. I also like Tom Hardy.
Me too.
I'm curious
to
see
his performance. He was great in Dark Knight Rises, right? Yeah, I forgot about that for a second.
But how was he in Revenant?
He was, you know what, I...
Seemed like a madman.
He was the surprise person.
So did
person.
Leonardo DiCaprio,
yeah,
for that matter.
He was kind of the surprise person to get nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I think he more got nominated for his year in totality than for that role, because he had that and he had Mad Max.
Yeah, true. Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
And then he had another film, I think called Legend.
Oh.
I saw a couple where he played as like a gangster. And he played his own twin brother. He was like two different parts.
Dang.
So he had like three.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan has done that in The Parent Trap. So I don't know if that's really any big feat. Just kidding. I would be happy if any of those actors won. And you aren't good on actresses in supporting roles, or are you?
I am good on actresses. I've seen four of the five of the best supporting actresses. All right.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, Rooney Mara, Rachel McAdams, Alicia Vikander, and Kate Winslet. Oh, I love Kate Winslet, too. What if Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio take home an Oscar the same night? Wouldn't that be something?
They both, I think they both won the Screen Actors Guild, I want to say. There was one award show where they both won.
Yeah, I think that was the Screen Actors Guild.
I think it was Leonardo DiCaprio's speech. I think I watched Kate Winslet's, too, which is funny.
I watched Leo's, cool.
Yeah.
So the best supporting actress, I've got some gripes with that.
Oh, do you?
Because, okay, so, what I would say is like, so best supporting actress is like kind of dependent on like screen time and where you are within the pecking order.
Mm.
And
screen time. I saw something about a video about that.
Yeah. And I saw Danish Girl and Alicia Vikander, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's nominated for Best Supporting Actress, but she's throughout Danish Girl, and it's pretty clear she's a Best Actress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
they got
a Best Supporting Actress.
She got robbed.
Yeah.
In that category.
Rooney Mara, I've heard. I haven't seen Carol yet, but I've heard it's the same deal where she probably should have been nominated more for Best Actress than Best Supporting Actress, which is pretty unfair of anyone who's in the Best Supporting Actress category.
Yeah. It's interesting. Another nod to the Oscars being a little bit less than diverse.
Yeah.